You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today's Friday, July 1st, 2005. And of course, I'm sure by now everyone has heard the news that Sandra Day O'Connor is going to retire. Now, this upsets me for two reasons. Number one, when I turned on the TV at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to watch The View so I could see how crazy Tom Cruise was going to be, they did their first 10 minutes of the chit-chat like they do, and then as they came back from commercial for the second segment, ABC News broke in to the show and preempted Tom Cruise to talk about Sandra Day O'Connor's retirement. So I didn't get to see any of Tom Cruise by himself. When they came back from the news about Sandra Day O'Connor, they were already talking to the other members of the cast of War of the Worlds. Excuse me. So I didn't get to see any part of Tom Cruise. I know I said on an earlier podcast this week that everyone should watch Tom Cruise on The View. It was preempted, so you know what he got? Nobody got to see it. I have no idea what he said or how crazy he acted or anything. So that was upsetting. And then, of course, the fact that Sandra Day O'Connor is retiring is upsetting because she was a swing vote on many Supreme Court decisions. Granted, she could swing either way. Not sexually, that I know of. That's terrible. I don't know why I'm thinking like that. But because she was described in the ABC News special report as the swing vote. So Sandra Day O'Connor is retiring. That means that this summer, President Bush will nominate a new judge to be confirmed as a Supreme Court justice. We know that he will go the conservative route and someone who believes the same way he does. So what does this mean for us? Well, everyone, I'm sure, knew that in sometime within President Bush's tenure as president that either a Supreme Court justice would die or one of them would retire. And I've been thinking, and I think I wrote about it a couple times on my blog, that the change in the Supreme Court will basically be a change in our lives for the next 20 to 30 years, because that's about how long they stay on the courts. And it would be sad, because if he chooses someone who is conservative in terms of reproductive rights, civil rights, states' rights, things like that, then you should basically get ready to return to the 1950s. Because with a majority on the court, with a conservative majority, there's no telling what would be, overturned and the laws that will be changed based on their decisions. I mean, it's scary. It's absolutely scary. Now, of course, the Democrats are going to give the conservative Republicans a fight in the Senate on this because, well, you've heard the news. They've been having difficulties voting on judges for a while now. So this coming up now is just going to make this whole debate between Republicans and Democrats about giving judges an up or down vote even more of an issue because of it's a Supreme Court justice. On the special report, they mentioned that Alberto Gonzalez might be nominated. I don't really know that much about him. I just know that he's in the Republican or in Bush's cabinet already as the Attorney General, I believe. So he wouldn't be good. I have no idea. I have no idea who he would nominate. I have no idea what's going to happen. I just know that, especially gays, we should be prepared to go back in the closet and be scared. Well, no, I shouldn't say that, but it is scary because the decisions they make will affect us for the rest of our lives, probably. And having a packed conservative court is going to, deny our chances of any kind of having any kind of liberal decisions at all. Oh, I don't know. It's too scary to think. So I'm not going to think about it. and I'm not going to talk about any more politics. So I'm just upset that I didn't get to see Tom Cruise on The View this morning. Although it's always good to hear about Sandra Day O'Connor, but I think that Bush should find another female judge, but one who is black and a lesbian. That would be great. Of course, he won't, so... All right. I'm serious this time. Enough about politics. I have other things to talk about. This is the 4th of July weekend, so I don't know about where you live, but in the D.C. area, when the government has a three-day weekend, everyone leaves the city. So I was watching the news at noon today, and they were showing... Well, I should preface this by saying that we live about 3 hours from the beaches in Maryland, Delaware, and Virginia. And on three-day weekends, everyone leaves the city and goes to the beach, especially, you know, in the summertime. So they were, and they have to cross the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. And it's like one of two ways to get over to the beaches, but... So they have these like little updates, you know, how far backed up is the traffic on the Bay Bridge? And they had like three or four updates within the 30-minute news show. Let's check on the traffic on the Bay Bridge. And because everyone's trying to leave town and enjoy the three-day weekend. I'm not going anywhere. I hate traffic. I am not, and I don't really care for the beach anymore because I don't like the heat. So I'm not going anywhere, but everyone else is leaving the city. That might make the city a better place this weekend. In any case, I hope everyone has a wonderful 4th of July weekend. Now, I did actually give you a little teaser yesterday saying that I wanted to talk about nature today. And it's not really nature, but I have just a little story that, you know, makes me think. Well, it made me think while I was observing this. So I sit out on my balcony... And yesterday, or actually it was yesterday, I went out there to smoke, and on my balcony I have these two square planters that have flowers in them, and I wrote about this on my blog, how the flowers have really been blooming and growing really well, and they're beautiful, very colorful, and it just really adds to the balcony. Well, as I was sitting out there yesterday, I noticed a little bumblebee going from flower to flower, sticking his head in the flower and, I guess, sucking out the nectar. But one thing I observed about this bumblebee was that he had no real plan to visit each flower. He would go from flower to flower to flower, and then in a few minutes, he would go back to a flower he had already been to. Now, I was out there for probably 10 to 15 minutes, and that bee stayed at those flowers the whole time. It's like he didn't have any way of knowing which flower he had already visited. And there's only probably 20 to 25 flowers, and I watched him. He would make his rounds. Like he would go to like six flowers, one to the next, and he would stick his head in there and get the nectar or whatever. But then he would... come out of that, the last flower, and then fly back around a little bit, and then land on the first flower he went to, and he would go back in the same flower. Now, you know, isn't nature more organized than that? Isn't there some way for that bee to know which flower he's already been to? And I'm not talking about a yellow jacket. This is like those big bumblebees that are real big and heavy with that, like a, not really like a lemony yellow, but like a legal pad yellow with black stripes. It was quite a big bee, and he wasn't coming anywhere near me because my flowers aren't close to where I'm sitting, but I just didn't understand that. I don't understand how he couldn't know that he had already been to a flower. And if it's done by smell, I don't know how he knows. Actually, he probably only sees color. And when he saw the color of another flower, he thought he should go in there. But don't you think, I mean, granted, I don't know if bees have brains or you know, how functional their brains are. I don't even know anything about that. But it just makes sense to me that he would know which flower he's already visited. And he did this for like 10 to 15 minutes yesterday, just flying from flower to flower to flower, and then back again, flower to flower to flower, and then back again. And I don't understand it. I was sitting there thinking, what is this bee doing? Because I would, you know, was watching the flowers. I'm like, it's like I wanted to yell at him, saying, "Hey, you've already been to that flower. Go to another one," you know. And the thing is, he totally, because I have marigolds and Nyseums, I believe they are, and he totally avoided the marigolds. And I think that's because the marigolds are much tighter in the center, where the pistil and the stamen are. But these other flowers, they have a big opening that he can go into and have no problem. But he totally avoided the marigolds. But he constantly went back to the Nyseums. I think that's how you say it. And I was sitting there saying, you are a dumbass bee. You are wasting your time. Granted, I'm sure he has no sense of time and could care less. All his job is only to collect nectar to make honey, I'm sure. But it seems so stupid to me. It's like, I thought nature was much more perfect than that in terms of, you know, knowing. It just does. I don't get it. I just thought for sure that bee would know which flower it's visited. And then wouldn't it leave some kind of scent behind where when it rubs its body up against the flower as it's going in? Wouldn't it sense that? I don't know. If there's anybody out there who understands why bees would go to the same flower over and over again, I don't know. That's just too confusing for me. So that's the little story I want to talk about nature. I haven't seen the bee yet today, so maybe he realized he's already been to these flowers and isn't going to come back today. I don't know. Moving on to other things, I need to thank Fausto Furnos of Feast of Fools for making me a banner for Madge Weinstein's Yeast Radio site, because she's going to, actually it's going to be a queercast site where you can go to check out all the queercasts, and it's not up yet, but they're just in the stages of creating it. But there was lots of email flying around today from the queercasters telling about, you know, the updates to the queercast and tips on how to get on iTunes or how to change your RSS feed and stuff. So thanks to Fausto Furnos, Wanda Wisdom, and Madge Weinstein, who were all working their butts off today, working on that stuff. And especially, of course, to Fausto Furnos of Feast of Fools. I told him I'd give him, or I'm going to tell him, I'll give him a plug on my show. But I have a feeling that most of my listeners already listen to him. So, but I know that all of his listeners don't listen to me, which is fine, because I'm still scared about the bandwidth thing kicking in. So, and actually, I got one of those emails from my web hosting service today telling me that I was approaching my storage limit, and I was like, holy shit, I just moved 20 of my shows over to my other websites. I don't know. So anyway, this all started out with Fausto Furnos making me a banner that, for Arch Radio. So thank you, Fausto. And I suggest you all go over and check out the Feast of Fools. And I will put a link on the show notes. I did want to say that there will not be any podcasts from me this weekend. I'm going to try to work on my other website and just relax. I've been podcasting for like 7 days straight, and I think it's time to take just a little break. So no podcasts on Saturday and Sunday. Of course, unless something comes up and I feel like talking, or if somebody comes over and I record their audio, but you won't know that until you check the iTunes, update the iTunes. But and now I wanted to talk about, I wanted to share listener email. I wanted to see, what did I get today? Lots of email from the Queercasters going all over the place. I got an email from Special Delivery Mark, who was telling me that he has his own Queercast, but I don't know what it is. So I wrote him back, but he hasn't written me back yet, because I would certainly plug him on the show, but I don't know what his address is or what the show's called or anything. So Special Delivery Mark, you'll have to let me know, and I'm sure by the time you listen to this, you will have already let me know. And I also wanted to introduce you guys to a new queercaster called Jason Cable, and I will put a link on the show notes. He has a new podcast going on. I think he's been doing it for, I actually don't know how long he's been doing it for. Probably, I don't know. I can't tell. He's done like seven or eight shows. So I will put a link on the show notes to that too, and you can listen to him, because I'm listening to him now. I've actually got, well, on my iTunes podcast, I have, oh my gosh, 1, 2, 3, probably 15 podcasts I'm listening to now. Luckily, most of the podcasts are like 10 to 12 to 20 minutes, so that's good. You can listen to them, you know, pretty quickly. But there's several new queercasts out there, and I think we're up to 15 now, so that's always good. Okay, oh, I was talking about email. Sorry, got off the topic there. Got an email from Jason Cable about his show, and Peter sent us an email talking about the boyfriend being on vacation. And Peter, you asked if you'll get to hear the boyfriend's voice before he goes on vacation. No, probably not, because we're going to get together for 4th of July on Monday, and then after that I won't see him for 2 weeks. So you won't get to hear his voice, I know. I'm just as sad as you are. And Peter was telling me that they do have iTunes 4.9 in Germany, because I had asked him if that came out and if there was the same, you know, excitement. And it doesn't sound like they have the same excitement in Germany as we are having in the United States. So thank you, Peter. And comments on the website. I got like 5 from yesterday's show about the gay channel. And let's see, who are they from? Oh, one from Beth, talking about the Christian conservatives can go screw, she said. Oh, and she's asking for an update with Dating with David. Well, I talked to David on the phone last night, and while he's having a good time and doing stuff, he doesn't really have an update. He's pretty much doing the same thing that he was doing before, chatting online, you know, working the crowd, so to speak. And he doesn't really have an update, so I don't think we'll be hearing from him anytime soon, Beth. But, you know, when there is an update for Dating with David, I will certainly let you know. And then Homer, of course, wrote us a comment about the Christian conservatives. And Tigger, got a comment from Tigger. And he said that he's going to get a new 20-gig iPod, color iPod himself. So good for you, Tigger. And speaking of that, Tigger, I got an email from Apple today saying that my 20-gig iPod had shipped. It shipped this morning, so hopefully I'll have it by Monday. That would be great. And Brent commented that he's on the radio. Well, Brent, if you want to send me some audio, I would be more than happy to put you on the radio and actually hear your voice. Feel free to do that. And then I got a comment from Mr. Poos. I am so pleased. I haven't heard from him in a while. And he's talking about the iTunes and stuff and Podcast Alley and stuff. So thank you, Mr. Poos. So that's all the comments and the email we got. And pretty much that's the show, except for one more thing. I told you a couple days ago I was going to talk about this, and now I'm going to do it. Today is July 1st. You know what that means, don't you? That the voting on PodcastAlley.com resets. So if you're listening to this, I want you to go right now to the Archer Radio page, type your email in the Podcast Alley box, click on Vote, then when you get the email, click on Confirm Your Vote. Because we got up to like 118 out of, now it says 4,000. And this morning I voted, and after one vote, I was 173. So, and I think I've gotten like 2 more votes since then. So I suggest everyone go to my webpage, or you can go right to podcastalley.com and vote for the show. Of course, that's if you like it and you appreciate it and you want to see me move up the ranks. Someone had mentioned that the rankings on Podcast Alley helped to determine if you were in the initial iTunes podcast directory. I don't know that for sure. I read that somewhere on a blog, I think, but that hasn't been published anywhere, so I don't know if that's true. But if that has anything to do with it, then I need all the votes I can get. So go ahead and vote. You know, I don't ask for money, I don't ask for gifts, I don't ask for anything. except for your vote, which shows me how much you care. Okay, now I'm being really stupid. Just vote for me if you want to. If you don't want to, that's fine too. Whatever. And actually, I think with the popularity of iTunes, Podcast Alley is going to die away, and it won't matter what your votes are on there anyway. So, but for today, just go ahead and vote for me. I appreciate it. And that's actually, this is the last, this is the last time I was going to talk about it in the month of July, but I don't know that that will be. It might be. Because this is July 1st. This is the only time I'm going to ask you that. Okay, I think that's all. What are we up to on time? 21 minutes. Good God, I thought for sure that this would be shorter than that. Oh, well. I'm going to end this podcast for now. And remember, no podcast for Saturday and Sunday, but I will definitely be back Monday because I'm sure I'll have some things to talk about. So, vote for me on Podcast Alley. Thank you for listening. I appreciate all your email, your comments, and your voicemails. Hope you all have a great weekend. Until next time, boys and girls, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.